Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Trend Me Up, Zaidi. Our first AI-generated short show title, courtesy of Alpha Lima, which is the username of the person who thought to ask for short show titles in ChatGPT. Ask an AI for them, yeah. And not the name of the AI. I'm Jack. That's Miles.
Yeah.
We're in the new digital AI. We're in the age of AI. It's only a matter of time before Skynet launches a all-out nuclear.
Hey, shout out Miles Dyson, namesake.
One of the greats.
Isn't that the guy who started Skynet? That's the character Miles
breathing
Dyson.
At the end when he's holding the thing above the trigger. That's going to blow everything up.
Number two?
Yeah, number two.
Yeah.
I feel like they just named that character as something that would be cool to hear Arnold Schwarzenegger say. Like a cool name for him to say.
Dr. Miles Dyson.
Yeah.
Dr. Mike Tyson.
Well, Miles.
Yeah.
Elon Musk continues to just drink up all the oxygen in the room.
Yeah, yeah.
We got so first of all, he banned the Jet account. That was earlier in the week.
At Elon Jet, yeah.
And he claimed it was because a stalker jumped on a car carrying his baby in LA. There is no police report, no evidence that happened, but he's gotten very sensitive about what he calls doxing. And then he started banning like journalists' accounts who had linked to the Jet tracking.
Mm-hmm. He said it's real-time doxing. These might as well be assassination coordinates.
Mm-hmm.
All it says is this is publicly available information. You're flying in America, there's a tail number. Just saying, it's not real time. If like after the fact, it's like that jet went to LA,
right?
Pretty big place.
So then he started banning the journalists who had linked to the Jet tracking account, and then he got called out in Twitter Spaces, which is like a
clubhouse thing.
Yeah, it's like a clubhouse thing where you can like hear live conversations. And then he didn't like that, so he banned Twitter. Like Twitter Spaces is now gone.
It's not working for a lot of people. Yeah, it's not like gone off the app, but every time you try and join it, it's like, oh, sorry, we're having trouble getting to there. Hey, it might not be available right now. Like, wait,
yeah, cool. Twitter Spaces be a problem. Be a shame if something happened to it. And now they're banning. They're not allowing people to link off to Mastodon on Twitter.
Yeah. And meanwhile, like libs of TikTok is like posting real fucking doxing information about like libraries that are having drag events and things like that. So that's why many people are like, what's the fucking line? And that's why he had to eat total shit in that Twitter space and then nuked the thing, because they're like, what's the difference? And he's like, well, the thing is, it's just so funny to hear him talk to a room full of people that think he's bullshit. because he has no confidence in himself.
Right. Yeah, yeah. He just, they were like, these are just journalists writing about a thing that had happened in the past. And like, journalism is an important thing, right? Right. Oh, it looks like he left. He left the conversation.
Yeah.
Shout out to Cody on there. Cody was on in the spaces. That was cool to see.
Oh, he did one of those polls. He's like, when should I reinstate these journalists? And it was like immediately options, like immediately, like in a couple hours and 7 days or longer, and immediately like one out. And he's like, okay, there were too many options. Allow me to tighten this poll up. And it was like, when should we reinstate them? Immediately or longer? Again, immediately one. And he's like, just fuck. He's just
too many options. Again,
this man longer. Is broken.
Just longer is the only option. Yeah. It's real, like watching a teacher who's lost control of the room and is just flailing and having a
He's gonna throw his full Diet Coke across the room in a second.
Right.
Just like those teachers did, I'm thinking of.
Like banning Mastodon because that's where the jet tracking account is mm-hmm. like he's going to eventually have to ban the entire internet. Right? Like isn't that the logic that he's getting to? All of Twitter will just be a place where you can get updates from Elon Musk, and that will be it.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just funny, too, because there's now like a subreddit that is just dedicated to Elon Jet shit. And it's apparently like the fastest growing subreddit. So it's kind of one of these things, too, where people are like, there's like a cat and mouse game with an old guy who's not cool. And
right.
You're like, yeah, try and stop this shit, bro. We're going to just pop up somewhere else. Like, and like the relationship is beginning to all. I think he's seeing things a little bit differently ever since the Chase Center.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
I think that really wounded him a little bit. It was actually 90% cheering, but that 10% booing mm-hmm. really hurt his feelings for some reason.
It was 90% L, sir, but go on.
Yes. What do I do, Dave? What do I want you to do with my hands while I'm up here.
I have a flamethrower at home.
I'm rich, bitch. What?
Okay.
What did you say? You couldn't even finish the sentence?
You're ribbit?
You were quoting? You're ribbit? I'm ribbit.
You bought a Ribena juice drink from the store? Okay.
All right. World's largest freestanding aquarium bursts. That was the thing that happened.
Oh, horrible. My God. Yeah. In Germany, this hotel in Berlin, 264,000 gallon tank.
Mm.
It looks like, I don't know if you've seen the photos. It looks like there's like a chemical reactor in the lobby. It's like so big and it's like the focal point of this hotel lobby. It had 1,500 fucking tropical fish in it. A lot of people were like, more than likely, all of those fish died. Like when the thing fucking broke open. And they don't know what happened. They have ruled out that there was like any like intentional sabotage or something. But yeah, like I've only seen the pictures of it not broken. And I've seen enough movies to know how much water would come out in an action scene.
Yeah, it is like a thing that is horrible that it happened. But I wish somebody had a bunch of movie cameras going when it did, because every time that happens in a movie, I'm like, "Wee!"
Yeah, exactly.
And then like I feel bad about the fish, but
obviously the fish. If you want to scratch that itch, Jack, just watch that first dream sequence in Inception where he's in that like Japanese thing and all the water starts like shooting out of the walls. And then kind of have
Brian pointed out Mission Impossible, I think, was the thing I was thinking about. But yeah.
That wasn't that big of an aquarium. When he busts the thing at the restaurant.
Yeah, but like, doesn't he like ride a wave? It feels like they make it look real fun. Or maybe I'm thinking about a different movie, but anytime a big thing of water busts and then you're like surfing a wave down some stairs.
That's, right.
That's amore, as they say. Brittany Griner is trending. She's made her first statement since her release that she intends to play basketball in the WNBA.
Yeah. A lot of people were like, what's going to happen? Because people were concerned, obviously, like what her spirits are like. Does she feel like the motivation to do it? And she was fucking unequivocal, being like, I will play. Okay.
This year, I think she said 2023.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, she's very good.
Good to see. I mean,
seems like she has the ability to do that. All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll talk about that Barbie trailer and other stuff. Be right back.
We'll be right back. Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
And we're back. And Barbie.
Oh, yeah.
What's up, Barb? First teaser trailer has a 2001 Space Odyssey homage that is happening throughout most of it. With little girls playing with baby dolls, and they're basically like, baby dolls suck. And then...
then this fool pulled up.
40-foot tall Barbie shows up, and the little girls... The performances by the, you know, 2- and 3-year-old little girls are pretty great.
Yeah. It's just a good... Yeah.
Yeah.
I like when a teaser isn't showing you the film, like, and it's truly teasing out, like, what the film is versus being like, and here's, like... a music montage with like 10-second little bursts of footage. It was like its own concept of a teaser. And then they showed a little bit of the film footage, and that shit looked very, very visually fun. Busy. So yeah, we'll see what happens.
It looks like it's got like Baz Luhrmann vibes.
Oh yeah.
Like what I want Baz Luhrmann movies to be and not what they actually are.
People losing their minds with someone thrusting their crotch.
Me losing my mind?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Hey, he didn't need to do that to us.
Did we talk about the fact that like Elvis is on a lot of people's lists for and it got nominated and people are like, this is going to be one of the Oscar front runners. Elvis, that movie we all saw together.
Yeah, I know. And we're theater. Like, what in the fuck happened here? Yo,
so confusing.
Yeah. Well, you know, I guess people love it. You know, I think also like I think most people who watched it that I was so turned off when they're like, he went to a black like revival tent church and someone laid hands on him, which I think was the scene that granted him the ability to steal black art.
Yes. And then from then on, it was good.
And here's my homeboy, B.B. King. And I'm like, this the fuck is this? Get this trash off the airwaves.
Yeah, he's a civil rights icon, according to the movie, is what we saw.
Yeah. But basically, it was kind of like how they were trying to make it.
Holy shit. Tripledemic is trending.
That sounds like a rap mixtape.
Yeah, it sounds. Yeah, it could be a mixtape. It could be like a Ben Affleck action movie. It's a cool name for what we are living through. Just a lot of a lot of illnesses happening, and it's probably a mix of we were away from people for so long, and so we weren't exposed to as many illnesses, and younger people are just, yeah, it's bad. But there's a New York Times front page story that just shows some pretty startling charts of just where we're at, and we're way, way, way up above years past, and, you know, absurdly high compared to pre-pandemic averages of percent of patient visits for respiratory illness. Ooh. And yeah, it's wild. Also in line with lived experience, but I'm not sure what we do. Like, that's kind of, I'm out of answers in terms of how to keep my kids from getting sick. And that seems to be where a lot of parents are. And, you know, it's not just kids, but I feel like I'm hearing it a lot from people with kids.
I feel like every person I know with a kid is like, yeah, so my kid was sick and then I got sick.
Yeah.
Like the last like 3 weeks, like with all my friends that are parents. So
cold and flu and COVID and RSV. And it's bad. Bad out there.
Yeah. But yeah, stay safe. Stay safe. Yeah, it's wild too, because, man, so many people are like, we're back in holiday mode. And see like huge events happening right now, like huge fucking events where you're like, oh, okay. And even like that Beyonce show that was happening in LA over the weekend, they're like, the terms of service is like, hey, y'all know it's COVID, right? So don't fucking, don't act like you didn't know if you go to this packed event and get sick. But I mean, most live shows have that now, but yeah, it's wild.
And then finally, we just have an update, because I know we talked about the Trump NFT announcement, and a lot of our listeners were reaching out saying, hey, how do I get my hands on one of these, these investment opportunities? Unfortunately, the BBC is reporting they're already sold out of the NFTs.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Oh, no way. And I wonder what happened there.
So as we covered with Melania's NFT, which was a painting of her eyes, an NFT, and then something else, I forget, like what the third offering was. She put it up for auction at $250,000. It ended up selling for $170,000 to her. So I'm assuming that things aren't totally on the up and up here. Granted, I don't claim to know the mind of a Trump super fan. So maybe they did rush out and just buy these up.
Yeah, or, you know, it's crypto. Just the fact that it's crypto right now, it sends fucking alarm bells up off
nailed
my
it
mind, because of the nature of like how the money being spent can be obscured. Because right, if he wanted to, like I said, he could have sold some other shit, some other collectible, because the way he was chumming the waters was, you buy all 45 and you could pull up to Mar-a-Lago.
Right.
So it could have been anything. It could have been fucking whoopee cushions. You know what I mean? And people would have bought them for the chance to do it. But I think the crypto part is really intriguing. A lot of people have been like looking into the companies that are like are involved in this. And I'm waiting to see more reporting on it, because a lot of people are like, this would be a really interesting way for, like, I don't know, foreign actors to also send money that way, but can use crypto payments as a way to obscure the origin.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And they don't need the fucking NFTs. They're just trying to be like, oh, okay, did you get my million?
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. Send me those files. Now, again, I don't know what the fuck is going on, but I'm just saying, like, if he needed cash, he knows how to raise cash. Like, he does that shit all the time.
Maybe it was a good investment, because if you have like all these foreign actors who are trying to funnel money to Trump through this, then there is going to be a shortage. So you get in and then you can resell it.
Yeah.
And also get a chance to meet with the man himself.
Yeah.
I mean,
sold out less than it. Apparently the fucking price is also like surged too. Oh, who would have thought? I mean, that's how... Anyway, so I'm sure there's more to come. At best, it's just a fucking horribly timed grift. At worst, it's a fucking operation to, you know, feed himself money from other places that no one can really track.
Operation feed himself money.
Operation feed my mouth with dough.
All right. Those are some of the things that are trending on this Friday afternoon. Yeah. We are back on Monday with a whole last episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Mm-hmm. Get the vaccine. Get the flu shot. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all on Monday. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.